James Hitter joins us for a kōrero today. Ngāti whātua tūri o hau. And I'm pleased to have him with us today. He's with Greenpeace, but he's got a new mahi, really, as a spokesperson for and a kai mahi looking at the seabed mining scene. James, thanks for joining us on Irirangi Wātea today. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Good to catch up with you, James. Have you always had an interest in Papatūānuku and sort of environmental work? I know you've been active in various community kaupapa over the years, James. Maithin, tell us a bit about yourself, where you grew up and what makes you tick.
Yeah, well, I grew up in a little suburb, Glen Innes, GI, in Auckland. And, you know, I grew up with a community of people who, you know, we all just cared about each other and we cared about the world around us. And growing up with my mum, you know, she was always had the compost bin growing up. We had to go out to the back of the yard and throw our things on, our food scraps on the heap. But that started my journey in environmentalism. And I did a lot of work growing up in the community around youth and empowering young people to be civically engaged, to, you know, feed into these processes in the system that we live in, to actually make it work for us and get the support that we need. And through that, I did peer support work at Tamaki College supporting young people, which was a really, really beautiful journey. And then I actually got the honour of working within the Auckland District Health Board in the equity space. They've got the Patient Whānau-Centred Care Council there. And we just, our aim was to completely overhaul the health system and make it work for Māori and Pacific Islander people to actually deal with some of those outcomes that we are severely, severely under or overrepresented in. And through that, I've ended up coming through to Greenpeace and working on the seabed mining business, which is something that's really scary and, frankly, just not enough people know about. So it's something that I really want to spread that message to our people to stand up and say something about it.
Thank you, James. Thanks for the introduction too. And I'm here to you and your whānau. James, seabed mining has been, you know, in Māori news for some time with the threat from TTR down there in South Taranaki wanted to mine off the coast of Pātea. All of us were concerned about that, as we should be. Your brief takes you wider, not just into this kaupapa that's affecting Aotearoa, but the wider Pacific. What have they asked you to do, Greenpeace?
So the entire message here is that we want a ban on seabed mining worldwide. But firstly, we are trying to get the ban on seabed mining in the New Zealand Exclusive Economic Zone, the waters around New Zealand, Aotearoa. And then we also are trying to work globally and around the Pacific to support the Pacific Blue Line call for a moratorium on seabed mining because of the threats that it poses.
Well, they were wanting to scrape and, you know, dump huge deposits off Pātea as an illustration. How beneficial would it be for Greenpeace if they were joined by Indigenous opposition to the kaupapa of seabed mining?
Absolutely empowered. That's the whole point of our mahi here is to stand up and stand with our brothers and sisters and show them that you know, we are calling for this change worldwide. And once we get the Supreme Court decision back regarding the TTR case, we'll have a better understanding of what the next steps are. But we already have the members' bill sitting in the biscuit tin right now from Te Pāti Māori. It was awesome to hear Whai Debbie speaking before me because that was her big piece of mahi. And we really need, the Greens are already supporting it, we need Labor to support that as well, because if we don't end up banning seabed mining here in New Zealand, that failure will be solely on Labor, and we need them to support that as well. But they also need to support that call across the Pacific.
So where are the threats coming from? A lot of the applications to mine our seabeds are obviously from offshore companies, and while we have some protection, some opposition, some environmental and Indigenous opposition, that might not be the case in the wider Pacific. How threatening are these extractive activities to our environment in a Pacifica sense?
It's quite interesting because if we look back at the effects of colonization, it was the process of people coming from overseas and taking the resources that we have here on our whenua and in our moana. And it's the same thing that's happening now. We've got big multinational companies coming into the Pacific, setting up all sorts of shell companies to work within and taking real advantage of Pacific peoples. We saw that in Papua New Guinea, where the liabilities and things for the failed company, Nautilus, actually went back on Papua New Guinea and cost them hundreds of millions of dollars. So it's not actually even beneficial for them in a financial sense because all of those liabilities fall back on them. And it's the same process happening again. We're just putting Indigenous people at a huge risk worldwide, not just environmentally, but economically as well.
Our country was lauded internationally by environmental groups for our decision to ban giving more or new licenses to search for oil off our coastline. The mining cope-up results, the scraping of the seafloor is somewhat different, but maybe not too different. So we've made some headway on one extractive industry, but still await that same momentum for another.
Yeah, I mean, we're really thankful that the court process going through the Court of Appeal and the High Court are both acknowledged and strengthened the case against seabed mining in Aotearoa, and hopefully the Supreme Court furthers that decision, which would be amazing because then we've got a legal decision to not go ahead with seabed mining that we can draw on. The problem is if we don't get the ban within the legislature, our community groups, our iwi, our hapū, people, organizations like Greenpeace are going to have to keep standing up and keep putting time and energy into stopping these extractive industries from going ahead when the government can just put down the same thing that they did with the new oil and gas exploration permits and just put a stop to it before it's begun, because we don't actually even need to be seabed mining. We have enough resources, and technologies are shifting away from needing the materials that they're trying to collect anyway.
Well, big ups to you, James. Big ups. A lot of people's attention's taken away by their day-to-day lives, and don't get a chance to work on behalf of the land and of our people. And I'm pleased that you are doing both. And well, look what grows out of compost bins.
Yes, that's a beautiful way of putting it. Beautiful way of putting it, because I know my mum will be listening, and she'll be more than happy to hear us having this conversation and knowing that she planted that seed.
All the best to you and your mum and your whānau. Thanks a lot for
Awesome.
speaking. The door's always open for kōrero, James. Thanks.
Oh, kia ora, Dale.
Kia ora, mate.